What gives a girl power and punch? Is it charm? Is it poise? No, it's hairspray.
Welcome to Baltimore, Maryland, 1962. Coiffures are swept up high and held in place by clouds of hairspray. But more than fashion is changing, especially for one young teen named Tracy Turnblad.
Good morning, Baltimore.
Every day after school, Tracy rushes home, switches on the TV, and watches the local dance show.
Hey there, teenage Baltimore! Don't change that channel, because it's time for the Corny Collins Show! Brought to you by Ultra Clutch Hairspray!
Tracy knows in her heart that someday she'll be dancing on the show, over the strenuous objections of her plus-sized mom, Edna.
No one is auditioning for anything in this household.
But why not? Why not?
Dancing is not your future.
I don't want to be a laundress. I want to be famous.
Hey, hey. What's all this rock in here?
Daddy, tomorrow I'm auditioning to dance on a TV show.
No, she is not. First the hair, now this.
Ma, it's changing out there. You'll like it. People who are different, their time is coming.
It is the 60s, and the civil rights struggle has even come to the Corny Collins Show.
Would you swim in an integrated pool?
I sure would. I'm all for integration. It's the new frontier.
Not in Baltimore, it isn't.
Hey, Mama, welcome to the 60s!
The conservative TV station owners think that the once-a-week Negro Day is enough. But Tracy and the other teens want black kids and white kids to dance together.
You can't stop in avalanche, the race is down the hill. You can try to stop the seasons, girl, but you know you never will.
Nikki Blonsky makes her acting debut as Tracy, and the 18-year-old New Yorker says it's nothing short of a dream come true.
I saw the Broadway show when I was 15, and I was hooked. I loved it. I wanted to play Tracy more than anything. So to hear my own version of Good Morning Baltimore and to look at the soundtrack and say, oh my gosh, I am on a soundtrack with Michelle Pfeiffer, Christopher Walken, Queen Latifah, you know, John Travolta, mind-blowing, just totally mind-blowing.
Blonsky says being on a movie set for the first time was a frightening experience, but co-star Travolta made her feel right at home.
I was so nervous, and I remember going in the room, and John stood up and he said, come to Mama. And I just hugged him. And from then on, it was just total connection. And everything was there. And I wasn't nervous anymore.
Hey, Tracy, hey, baby, look at me. I'm the cutest chickie that you ever did see.
That's John Travolta as Tracy's mama. Yes, Tracy's large mother, Edna.
Well, wait a minute. I'm 30 years a leading man. And more than that, I'm kind of a macho leading man. What was it that made you think that I would look good as a 300-pound woman?
Veteran action star Travolta is no stranger to musicals. At 20, he was in the touring company roadshow of the hit Grease, and he made his Broadway debut in 1974. But singing and dancing as a woman was a new challenge.
The criteria was it had to be a woman. It could not be like a man dressed up as a woman. And that meant big breast, big ass, little waist, and a full prosthetic where you really visually believed that there's no man in there. And if I could do that, then I could do the acting part of it by, my ability to move and dance. I can round out a movement to be more feminine than masculine. That's just an ability, you know. So with the help of the visual, I could add to it my character interpretation and my dance movements. I knew I could add those layers.
You'll always be first string.
Ring a ding ding.
You're timeless to me.
Another veteran of musicals from earlier in his career, Christopher Walken plays Tracy's dad and Edna's husband. The cast also features Queen Latifah as DJ Motormouth Maybell. Michelle Pfeiffer plays the stuffy station manager and former beauty queen Velma Von Tussle, with James Marsden as TV host Corny Collins. Putting it all together as both director and choreographer, Adam Shankman.
If you look at my career before I directed, this is what I've always done. So
thinking of this movie and conceiving of the number, I choreographed 8 numbers in the first 2 weeks. So, like, they poured out of me. Like, that was nothing. But then making everybody feel comfortable and understanding the tone and how to experiment. And, I mean, the actors who had done musicals hadn't done them in 30 years. So, I mean, this was really, you know, a challenge of everybody had to give over consummate trust to me, and that's what made me grow. Do you know what I mean? Because then I was like, so this is really now all going to be about my vision. This is really all going to be about what's playing out in my head. And what you see was what was playing out in my head.
This is America.
You got to think big to be big.
Big ain't the problem in this family, Wilbur.
The Hairspray screenplay by Leslie Dixon is adapted from the Broadway musical and the original film by John Waters. The music and lyrics are by Mark Shaman and Scott Whitman. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
Oh, 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 you can't stop today. Ha!